Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
Really spent a goodly amount of time over the last couple of months taking responsibility for the chaos that I attract into my life. I am not putting it on anybody else. I realize that there is a common denominator sometimes in chaos in my life. And guess what that is? It's me. I'm the problem. It's me.
Burt Weiss?
It's me. So on Friday, when we were talking to this one Burt Show listener or reading the email, she was just creating chaos in her life, man. Life is naturally going to do that. Don't walk into it. So let's see what she did over the weekend.
Yeah, so she and her ex broke up last fall, and since then, he has been in a relationship with a former friend of hers. Let's put the emphasis on former. So she's not sure, but she's pretty positive they were hooking up before they actually broke up. So another friend of hers sent her a screen capture. She's like, hey, saw your ex on Tinder. Maybe you should send this to your former friend as karma for potentially maybe hooking up with your ex before they actually got together, or just for dating him after you guys dated, period. And literally all of us were like, absolutely not. You're just going to create unnecessary drama that doesn't need to be there. Why throw yourself into this circus when you've already escaped it? Like, you're just going to create more chaos. So we're going to find out whether or not she took our advice.
And there's no way to come out of it looking like a healthy person, mostly because you're not. I mean, even if you expose this whole thing, you're just going to come off looking like the psycho ex.
Well, yeah, it looks like you're not past the situation. And you got to show, even if you're not, that you're unbothered by it. You can't mess with indifference. And if you can show that by moving on and not bringing this circus back into your own life, I think that's how you win the breakup.
Another way to win, too, is just not care what other people think. Just what? Live your life and just what? Do whatever you want to do.
That's not an option.
They want to think you're crazy, so be it.
Facts.
All right, this is what she did. So I agree that inserting myself into this drama and sending the screen capture to his girlfriend would make me look a bit crazy. But
there it is.
I can't look crazy if nobody knows it's me. I created a fake Instagram account and I DM'd her with the screen capture from Tinder. She immediately messaged me back and had a bunch of questions. Who was I? Is the picture real? How did I get it? Could it be old? Etc. I replied and told her it was real. It was not old, and then I couldn't say who I was or how I got the photo. Then I told her that if I was in her shoes, I'd want to know. Then she thanked me for telling her. That was it. I don't know what happened since. I assumed it was a drama-filled weekend with a lot of fighting for the two of them. I don't feel bad at all. They both got what they deserved. If I hear anything else about what happened and if they broke up, I'll let you know.
It's a little unsatisfying. So I've got two different thoughts on it. First of all, we've talked about this before, and it feels to me like when anybody has ever called up with a situation where they get a random text or a random DM narking on somebody else, most of the time it has been true.
Yeah. Mo, didn't this happen to a friend of yours?
Yeah, and it did turn. I was trying to remember if it turned out to be true, but I believe it did.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Because they wanted money, though. They were, like, trying to, like, withhold information for ransom.
Yeah, it was an email. It was a random email, and they were saying that I have pictures and I could actually prove it, and if you send the money, then I will send you the pictures. And my friend ended up sending the money, and they sent the pictures.
Yeah.
It was true.
So that sucks if you get one of those random communications. And the second thing here is, I don't know, maybe I'm going to get a little psychological on this, but just because you didn't do it and others don't think you're crazy, you know you did it. So there is a part of your soul there that that knows that this was the wrong thing to do and you didn't do the right thing and you know it in your own heart. You know what I'm saying? That affects you even if others don't know it was you or not.
Why was it the wrong thing to do? Maybe it was the right thing to do so she could get some closure.
How is she going to get closure? She didn't even know what happened.
It's the wrong thing for you, but it might have been the right thing for her.
Maybe she needed to have her last laugh because she got done wrong and now it's all evened and she can walk away now.
Oh, trust me. I've done things in my past that I'm not happy of. But it's who I am.
Something like this, like mixed it up in a way where it doesn't represent your core values very well.
Oh, I'm sure I've done things that have not represented my core values. I know, especially in my early 20s and in my mid 20s. Absolutely, I did things. I mean, that I'm not proud of, but you learn and you grow. And you got to realize that's who you were in the moment. And you have to accept who that person was.
I'm sure I've done things like that in my 20s and 30s also. Now it's almost like an energy exchange, though. Like,
yes.
I don't have time. I've got other things going on in my life that are really pulling at my stress. So, like, why even engage in it?
Yeah, here's the thing. The ex did this to himself. You know what I mean? It's not like she's going out of her way to ruin somebody's life. Like, it's not like it was an incredulous video that she was going to post on the internet for payback. This guy was going to get found out either way. If he's on Tinder, if he's out with other girls on dates, all she did was just facilitate the universe a little bit. So, well, I don't agree with it. I think it's a little bit too much drama. I personally would have moved on. Mm. However, I do respect the hustle.
The Burt Show.